My mum don't like the t-shirts, you know what?
We've got to turn them inside out and have washed them.
Cradle of Filth's music is only part of their hair-raising story. The other part is all about their very genuine belief in the occult and the powers of black magic. From the fable of Led Zeppelin pledging their souls to the devil, to Marilyn Manson flirting with the late Anton LaVey's Church of Satan, heavy metal in its purest, darkest form has long been a stronghold for this sort of malarkey. What makes Cradle of Filth so different, though, from those that have trod the unrighteous road before them, is that the band not only know what they're on about in this area, but they actually openly talk about it. None more so than Cradle of Filth's creative mentor and frontman, Danny Filth, who once confessed in an interview that the band performed rituals before recording. Dousing, clearing the air, perhaps meditation, to invoke the atmosphere that was best for their particular brand of sonic magic. This all ends up asking one big question. How the hell did a seemingly normal lad from Hartford end up fronting Britain's premier black metal band, screaming blasphemies and filming music videos surrounded by dwarves and amputees? Born on July 25th, 1973, Daniel Davey was the oldest of four children. Danny has two sisters and one brother. His upbringing was quite a normal one, even though the family moved around a bit in his early years, living in Woodbridge, London and Ipswich. Luckily for Daniel, his parents always allowed the youngster to fully express himself, never forcing him to do anything he didn't want to do. That's not to say he didn't get the occasional bollocking for being bullishly naughty, but only when he deserved it. Daniel Davey not only had the advantage of very enlightened parents, but also lived in a creative environment. His parents were into art and literature, so he always had these things close to hand. On the musical front, Daniel's father was something of a reggae nut. On more than one occasion, he would come home to find a funny-smelling waft of smoke coming from the sitting room whilst Bob Marley blared out of the speakers. Mr. Filth Sr. also gave the young Daniel his first ever record player, a massive old Panasonic music centre with a stylus that used to carve its way through the records. In fact, it was his father who introduced Danny to the dark side of life when he allowed his son access to read his entire collection of Dennis Wheatley novels. Our Daniel quickly became fascinated with the horror writer's work. Of course, it was downhill all the way from there. The impressionable Daniel Davey was completely transfixed.